DJ Daddy Mobile.
Good to hear you, Dave.
Is there Ingalls or home?
But for that hurricane in Ingalls, they weren't there.
Where?
Of 290 over there, right?
Yeah, I'm just now coming out of there. I didn't see you there. You must have been at the far side of the store when I was making my entrance.
I'm coming out while you were going in, because I drove straight from Ingalls to home. So, anyway, I am in the driveway. We'll catch you later. W1JE.
Hi, Scott. Have a good day. Good to hear you on the radio. W4DJW Mobile.
WKI4D.
And Gary, how are you this morning?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I already ran 3 rounds today, and it's not even 10:40 yet.
I am busy. I've been tinkering with my radios and stuff this morning. I had a bad signal into the repeater last night. I just didn't know if it was any better today or not.
I heard you at the beginning of the net. I didn't know if that was due to the storm or the wind or what. But then I started hearing other people, and they sounded pretty good, so I figured it might have been your radio. It sounds like it was.
Really haven't done that much to it. And I haven't even bumped the power up. It's still on low power. But I was trying to figure out what's going on with my antennas or whatnot. SWR is good. Power output's good on the radio. And I don't know what it was.
In that last transmission, there was a syllable or two that blanked out. But after that, 100% rock solid the whole rest of the transmission. I don't know if you were, like, turning and you had the mic in your hand or and it moved it or what, but it did drop a few syllables, but then toward the, you know, well, the last two-thirds of the transmission was rock solid.
Hey, Patrick. Well, it may be the microphone cord or something, the way I've got it plugged in. It's one of the modular plugs. It could be something in there. I'll do a little more research and development on it. Go ahead and pick it up there, Patrick, KI4DOS.
I was just going to tell you, it's more likely the repeater, because it's starting to cool down up on the mountain at night, and Shane and I were having trouble communicating right before the net started, so I doubt it's anything on your side, Gary, just to let you know.
Dave said it still had a couple of syllables dropped out a minute ago. So I'm still going to do some continued research on this thing. And if I find something, I'll repair it. If not, then we'll go from there.
Solid tip, 100%. And it could be that there's still some high winds up there whipping around on that R600, which is not hung the best it could be, huh? It's okay, but it's not as good as it could be. Anyway, you guys, I am about home. I'm going to unload groceries and get back in the house and see what the puppies are doing. KFO-DOS and KFO-HKX, W4DJW.
Did you get your 2 new puppies already?
They got the veterinarian at Greer. Her name was Dr. York. And we started with her 30 years ago. And when we lost our first perpetual puppy, she said there's only one way to cure that. And they said, nothing else will cure it. You have to get another puppy. And it's hard to do right after you lose one, but that's what you got to do. And we found two white Maltese puppies that were 12 weeks in Missouri. And they are now, they've been living in our house for a little over a week now.
I'm happy for you. I'll let you go. I didn't know that you'd got them yet. You know, we had talked about it earlier, and you said you were going to get some, but you hadn't got them yet. So congratulations on the new puppies, and tell Miss Amy we said hello.
And tell Miss Joy we said hello as well. Amy's loving them to pieces. She's hating that she has to go work and leave them with me, and she doesn't get to be around them. But they're like 2 little angels. Anyway, they just wiggle like little wiggle worms when you pick them up all over your face. So they're just fantastic to have around the house. I still miss Maggie to death, but I figure she's up. You know, all dogs go to heaven. I figure she's up in heaven, and she sent us these 2 angels. Have a good one. KI4DOS, W4DJW.
And about doing this today, young man.
It's that KO4HK.
What you were about doing, out and about doing today?
Today, trying to anyway. And so far, been pretty successful at it.
I had to go where in Dave's neck of the woods today.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. I've been having trouble communicating in places this morning that I've not had any trouble. I'm right here on Wade Hampton and by the QT and having trouble hitting the repeater at times. It's coming and going.
Could be feed line or could be the antenna, could be anything up there on the mountain because nobody's been able to get up there to actually physically look at it to see what if and what kind of damage we got.
Somebody wants to know, I can get in from my side. Just got to get me in the gate.
Johnny and Landon and maybe maybe Leroy. I don't know. Leroy's part of the, that group as well. But anyway, get in there and see what's going on.
Come on, jump out of here, Gary. I'm at my next stop, so you be careful out there, and I'll talk to you later today. KO4HKX. 7-3.
To you and Dave, if I know that my radio is still working, and that's the main thing. 7-3, you be careful out there, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. KO4HKX, KI4DOS.